News Talk 790 KFYO. Good morning. It's 7:38. Tom Collins and Randy Nagebauer, Congressman District 19. Welcome to the program this morning. Thanks for getting up early with us. You're back in the district today, yes?
Yes. Hi, Tom. Laura, how are y'all this morning?
Well, actually, I'm here. Laura's at the Miss Texas pageant, doing the pageant mom thing.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
So
I don't know how. Maybe she can help us sometime get to be judges in that contest.
I don't think that's happening. Maybe for you, not for me. Anyway, all right. Had a lot of stuff going on in Capitol Hill and with the Supreme Court. I just kind of wonder what the reaction is on both sides of the aisle. Obviously, people that are conservative are sitting there going, yes, because we were hopping up and down thinking that these recess appointments were an overreach, but to have the Supreme Court 9-0 come out against you, that I would say the president took a serious punch in the forehead, yes?
He has. And, you know, there's been a number of other rulings that have tried to kind of push back against, overreach. And we're able to see another one today, Tom, and that is that the Supreme Court is about to rule on this Hobby Lobby challenge on the Affordable Care Act. Making them furnish certain kinds of drugs, and so that's going to be a big deal. But the ruling Friday was a big deal, and the founders were very careful into making three different areas of government, co-equal, and it was to bring checks and balances in there. And when you circumvent those, you affect the balance of power in this country. And I think what the Supreme Court said Friday is, hey, executive branch, you've overstepped your bound. And so it's a great ruling. I was very pleased with that.
This is the way that I see it. President got on there and said that, this was way back, said that if he can't get things done, Congress can't get it done, if they're going to be deadlocked, then I'm going to do it on my own, quote. I got a pen, and I have a telephone to rally support. Really?
I think the thing that people, I think get frustrated from time to time is that sometimes it's hard to get things done in government. But you know what? The founders actually tried to make it hard because they were very concerned about really what's going on right now is that the government would overreach its powers. And so they tried to put these checks and balances in place, and the president doesn't like the rule.
Yesterday afternoon, I was sitting at the late in the afternoon. I was sitting there at the table with my mom's house and eating some chicken salad. And I saw, the soundbite replayed on the television. And I'm like, it's called checks and balances. And my mom says, yes, it is. I don't understand why where does he get off thinking that he can just pick and choose what is and is not constitutional? I don't get it.
Well, Tom, one of the things, I've been doing some telephone town hall meetings lately, and I think one of the number one things that people are saying when we're doing these town hall meetings is they're very concerned about what you just said about the government overreach, the presidential overreach here, and the fact that he's not following the Constitution, which is one of the reasons, that we're exploring in Congress ways to use the judicial branch to control some of these powers by being able to actually bring a lawsuit against the president. I mean, we're looking at a lot of different, avenues to continue this because, like you said, and your mom acknowledged, there are checks and balances, and when you don't play by the rules, then those checks and balances don't work.
Yeah, people are supposed to compromise when we hit those points, and the executive branch in that particular instance, in my opinion, the way the Constitution is written, they're supposed to butt out and just let the legislators handle the legislation. It's 7:42. We're going to be back with Congressman Randy Nagebauer. Your question and comments are welcome. 770-5790. 7:46, 73 degrees at News Talk 790. Congressman Randy Nagemeyer on the line with us this morning. Welcome back to the program, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How are you?
I'm doing good. We've got I got a problem down at the border, and I'm getting mixed messages about this. And I'm confused because we have illegal aliens coming in. You know, we're shipping them off to Massachusetts and various other places around the country. Many of them are on the way to get their driver's licenses. You know, some people are saying, well, gosh, we got to be humanitarian about this. Today, the president's expected to ask you guys for $2 billion with a B. And saying that in an interview that I saw this morning that was played this morning on the news at 4 a.m., that we got to follow the law. We need this money so we can implement the law. Horse feathers, man. What's up with that?
Well, there's several things, Tom. Number one is that, you know, we've had this huge influx of these children. And the reason that we've seen this huge influx is because, in fact, the president's not following the law. He's not securing the borders. He's been telling the American people, hey, we've secured the borders, but we've seen the huge surge in these kids coming into the country illegally. And it's a problem. It's a problem for two things. One is, you know, we have these kids that are here. We've got to process them. But the other thing is, and we had a briefing from the Department of Public Service last week, which what has been a great thing is for the drug cartel and people that are smuggling and trafficking people is while we've got the border people all tied up taking care of children, the bad guys, you know, are coming in other areas. And so it's a huge problem. And so the president needs to, number one, secure the border. The other reason that these kids are coming is the word is out that this president is not going to deport these kids. And that, in fact, he's been quoted as saying he's going to help them become U.S. citizens. So the fact that you're not securing the border, and secondly, you're sending a signal that, hey, if you make it across, you're in like Flint. So I wish the president would enforce the law. And the number one law he needs to enforce is securing our borders.
Okay, personally speaking, I think the man is completely and totally incredible because he's sitting here talking about enforcing the law because we have to enforce the law. It's the right thing to do. Are you kidding me? I mean, the Supreme Court just declared his acts unconstitutional. He's got a pen, and he knows how to use it. He's got a phone, and he knows how to rally support. You know what? I'm shivering in my boots because the founding fathers are turning over in their graves saying, what in the hell?
Well, it is an issue, and you know, I think the thing that I think concerns me the most and should concern the American people is if children can get into this country that easily, you know, what else is coming into this country? It's a huge issue, and Congress is likely to give him some additional financial support, but quite honestly, for me personally, we're going to have to find that money another place and move it around. I'm not willing to keep just throwing more money at an administration that's shown its inability to, you know, to carry out the functions that it was charged to do with the resources it was given. I mean, that's the answer in Washington to any problem. Oh, we just didn't have enough money. And, you know, it's the same issue that we've going on with our veterans right now. Well, we just didn't have enough money. Well, we've increased the spending for our veterans dramatically over the last 2 years. But what we've got an administrative problem in the Veterans Administration. And we've got an enforcement problem at our borders, and we need to address those.
Hey, Congressman, got about 1 minute before we hit the break. I've got to ask you. Today, when the president asks for this $2 billion so he can enforce the law, you know, as there are strings attached to most of the money that runs through in order to get some sort of congressional compromise on this deal, are there strings attached to this money? Are they going to siphon money off and, you know, to go somewhere else?
Well, I think if we're smart, we'll be very targeted about what he can use that money for, and then establish some metrics on how to measure the effectiveness of it, and to, you know, have the proper oversight to manage, make sure that he's administering, you know, whatever additional funds. But we're already doing oversight on how he's spending the money he has now. And what we're seeing is, for the money we've been giving, we've increased the amount of spending for border security, yet we're seeing a huge influx of children coming in this country. So, it's really a frustrating situation.
Wow. My two cents are, don't trust the man. Don't give him any leeway if we can help it. Hey, we'll be back with Congressman Randy Neugebauer at 7:52. Good morning. KFYO 757, 74 degrees. Tom Collins, Randy Neugebauer on the line. Congressman, District 19, United States of America. Welcome back to the program, sir. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, wanted to visit with you about the $1 million bounty for the recovery of the emails that were sent to and fro from Lois Lerner and person's relative.
Yeah, Tom, this thing just keeps growing. You know, they had an oversight hearing last week, and even people that are supposed to take care of data security for the government and stuff and archives and said, you know, that the IRS broke the law and on how they were handling archiving their information. I think then we also learned that six additional people's hard drive that just happened to be six people that are of interest in this whole IRS scandal, their computers mysteriously hard drives on their laptops down as well. And so, Tom, this is not over yet. And I think there's a lot of going movement there in Congress to pressure the administration to put together a special prosecutor and investigate this, because it's just not passing the smell test here. Some of the things that are just too coincidental. I think the American people deserve to know exactly what's going on.
10-4 on the smell test. You know, good thing we not step in it.
That's a good point.
You know, this is what I don't understand. It's obvious that laws have been broken, and we got about 30 seconds here. It's obvious that laws have been broken, but you know, in realistic terms, if someone that is in the enforcement arm of local government did not step up and investigate, they would be hung out to dry for dereliction of duty. What is Holder's problem, and when is he going to get his head out?
You know, I don't know. He's a big disappointment to everybody. And, you know, I think we're going to have to, you know, put some additional pressure on him to start doing his job, or hopefully sometime the president will get somebody else.
All right, Congressman, have a fab day. I hope that have a safe 4th of July. Appreciate you being here on the program.
You bet. Same to you, and happy 4th of July to everybody out there. Be safe.
7:59.